Well, there's been a landmark ruling in the United States on abortion. The US Supreme Court has struck down a Texas law that imposed strict regulation of abortion clinics. Under that state's legislation, doctors who perform abortions were required to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals, and also their clinics needed to meet standards similar to a hospital or surgery. But the Supreme Court has just found that neither of those provisions actually protected women's health, rather they limited women's access. Christina Cotarucci is a reporter with the online publication Slate. She's been following this court case closely. Christina, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
What were these restrictions in place in Texas until today?
So the restrictions, which have caused several clinics to close, first of all, as you mentioned, the admitting privileges provision, which required doctors to have explicit permission from hospitals to admit patients. This was on top of a law that already existed in Texas that required doctors to just have a working relationship with somebody who had admitting privileges. The other provision required them to basically retrofit their abortion clinics like an operating theater, which is completely unnecessary for the procedure, any procedure involved in an abortion. And one of the stipulations in the decision today, which I thought was particularly cogent, was that there are so many procedures that happen outside of surgical operating facilities that cause, you know, many times more deaths and complications than abortions. So it's really a sort of a hypocritical political maneuver on the part of Republicans that had the effect of closing several abortion clinics in Texas.
Okay, so what Texas argued in the court that the provisions, these type provisions, were all about protecting women's health by reducing post-abortion complications. On the face of it, you might think, well, that's reasonable, that's good to be looking after the health of the women. The court didn't buy it. Why did the argument fail in the court?
It was an encouraging opinion to read. The court took Texas's argument piece by piece. They demonstrated, first of all, that abortions are not dangerous, that complications are rare, and if complications do arise, they most likely arise in the days and weeks after the procedure, not while it's happening. The opinion cited several facts about colonoscopies, at-home births, liposuction, all procedures that can take place outside of an operating facility that are far more dangerous than abortions. So first they proved that these procedures were, there was no problem to be solved to begin with.
Yes, I think quoting the judge, no significant health-related problem for the new law to cure.
Exactly. And the other part of it was that their Texas could not demonstrate that their new laws improved upon the existing laws in any way. And beyond that, the court found that the provisions placed an undue burden on women's access to abortion, which is has been found unconstitutional in court precedent.
Just on that one, the Justice Stephen Breyer wrote that the provision placed, quote, a substantial obstacle in the path of women seeking a pre-viability abortion. He also wrote, and I quote, Texas was seeking to force women to travel long distances to get abortions in crammed to capacity super facilities. So up until now, Christina, what options did women in Texas have when seeking an abortion?
Many women were forced to drive out of their counties some several hours. In Texas's argument in front of the court, one of them suggested that some women could just drive to New Mexico, a neighboring state, to get an abortion. And Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a great comeback to that, which was, you know, the clinics in New Mexico don't have these stringent provisions about admitting privileges and surgical operating facilities. So if it's good enough, if the New Mexico clinic is good enough for women in Texas, why do we need these rules to begin with?
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 12 minutes to 9. Our guest is Christina Cotarucci, a reporter with Slate, online publication in the US. So what does this ruling mean now in terms of access to abortion for women in Texas?
This is incredibly meaningful, not only for Texas, but for other states who that have enacted similar laws. in the wake of the provisions that Texas passed. In the states, we've been seeing that when one state passes abortion restrictions, several other states with similarly conservative state legislatures will pass similar laws. So there have been a couple states that have laws sort of hinging on this decision. They have admitting privileges laws that mirror Texas's, or the ambulatory surgical center provisions. So we're hoping that some of the clinics that had closed in Texas when the provisions were first passed will be able to reopen because the financial constraints that they would have placed on them will no longer be there. We're hoping that the states that have laws hinging on this will either strike down their laws or cease to enforce them.
Mm. Hillary Clinton has weighed into this, she welcoming the ruling by the Supreme Court on that point you were discussing. She said that in this year, 2016, states across the US introduced more than 400 measures restricting access to abortion. So I guess that's her calling it out. And do you and others expect it will have, this ruling will have far-reaching implications then for millions of women across the US?
I'm cautiously optimistic. I know that for every big step forward the reproductive rights movement has taken, there have been strong efforts to roll them back. So I hope that nobody gets a false sense of success from this moment. There's still a lot of work left to be done.
Okay, and just very briefly, how divisive is this issue of abortion in Texas and in the U.S.?
It's incredibly divisive. I mean, in politics, it's almost like the number one litmus test for political parties. The former Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was ousted from his position because he literally would not shut down the government over abortion.
Okay.
So I think we can expect a lot of fighting from both sides still on this issue.
Christina Cotarucci, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Christina Cotarucci is a reporter with Slate.